The fracking announcement, December 17th, came after 6 years of a de facto moratorium with a long-awaited health impact study. New York State Acting Health Commissioner Dr. Howard Zucker.
I cannot support high-volume hydraulic fracturing in the great state of New York.
A December 22nd Quinnipiac University poll found New York voters support the fracking decision 55% to 25%, but the move appeared to have little effect on Cuomo's overall approval rating. 85% of voters polled by Quinnipiac like the job he's doing. A Siena poll released 3 days earlier found 52% of those surveyed believe Cuomo has made New York a better place to live in the last 4 years, with 14% saying it's worse, 26% saying it's about the same. 24% are optimistic about the next 4 years, with Cuomo as governor, 17 are pessimistic, and 58% are somewhere in the middle. Siena pollster Steve Greenberg.
The governor, 58% favorable, 37% unfavorable. His job performance rating is unchanged, still underwater. 42% of New York voters think Andrew Cuomo is doing an excellent or good job as governor, compared to 57% who say he's doing a fair or poor job as governor.
The poll was taken between December 10th and 16th, prior to Cuomo's fracking announcement.
Siena has polled on fracking now for several years, and what we found in this poll, which was released after the Cuomo administration announced its new fracking policy, but completed, the phone calls were completed before the administration announced this policy. But what we see here is what we have seen for several years. New Yorkers are nearly evenly divided. This month, 35% of New York voters say they support fracking, 38% oppose fracking.
The city of Albany lies within what some call neutral fracking territory, where everyone was aware of the issue, but little thought was given to drilling actually taking place in the Capital or Saratoga regions. Mayor Kathy Sheehan seems satisfied with the ban.
When you look at how New York approached this and taking an approach where we were going to look at the health impacts and the economic impacts, that it was the right approach. And, you know, ultimately the governor made the decision that he made. In looking at all of the different potential impacts and environmental impacts and health impacts, I think that, you know, we want New York State to be a place where people want to come and invest. And our natural resources are a very important part of that equation.
Although it earned him plaudits from a sometimes antagonistic left flank, Greenberg thinks fracking is a lose-lose issue for the governor.
No matter what he decided, he was going to upset a sizable portion of the population, a sizable number of voters. I think what's most interesting about fracking, from my perspective, is that while you see the anticipated partisan divide, and by that I mean Democrats by nearly 2-1 oppose fracking, Republicans by nearly 2-1 support fracking, you don't see the intuitive regional breakdown. This is not your classic upstate-downstate battle. Right now, voters in New York City by a narrow margin lean toward opposing fracking. The biggest opposition to fracking actually comes with upstate voters. 44% of upstate voters oppose fracking, 36% support it. The real support for fracking regionally in New York comes from the downstate suburbs. They support it by a margin of 40 to 32%.
In the weeks to come, Cuomo's environmental commissioner, Joe Martens, is expected to finalize the long-delayed environmental impact statement, concluding that hydrofracking will not be permitted in New York State. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.